think the biggest surprise nationally is how many governorships the Republicans won. Really, every single close governor's race ended up breaking to the Republicans, and some of them were in states where you just don't expect Democrats to lose, places like Illinois, Maryland. I think perhaps the craziest result of the night is that in Vermont, the state legislature is going to have to pick the governor, because if nobody gets 50%, the legislature gets to pick the governor. And you know, when Democrats couldn't even get to 50% in Vermont, that it was a pretty rough night for the party. What's interesting in the Senate picture, I think a lot of the races, it's a surprise that the Republicans won by as wide of a margin as they did. But the only race that actually is sort of surprising in terms of who won, sort of taking the margins out of the equation, is North Carolina. I mean, Kay Hagan was only up by one or two in the polls, but it really was amazingly consistent what a large percentage of the poll she'd had that 1 or 2 point lead in. But I think in the end, the undecideds just broke against the president, and Kay Hagan was the victim of that.
And I know the numbers are starting to come out comparing different polling places or polling outlets, and public policy polling did pretty good in this election cycle. How, as a pollster, do you determine, and I know this is a complicated question, who to survey ahead of an election?
Well, that's a really good question because, you know, we did come out second or third in the pollster ratings, but I'm still not very happy with our polls. They were not nearly as good as they had been in previous election cycles, even if they look okay on the curve. Who we were calling for the elections this year were people who had voted in at least 2 out of 3 of the 2008, 2010, and 2012 general elections. And what that means is we were calling people, you didn't have to have voted in a midterm election before. If you just voted in both the 2008 and 2012 presidential elections, you still sort of made it through our screen. And I think the reason we overestimated Democrats across the board may have had something to do with that. I think if we had it to do over again, we'd maybe call people who voted in both 2010 and 2012 to ensure that you had a history of voting in midterm elections in the past. But sort of what's interesting for pollsters to think about is the things that we might change because our polls weren't so good in 2014 might make our polls worse in 2016, because it's just a reality that now in American politics, your midterm election and your presidential election have fundamentally different electorates. So you almost have to think about how to make adjustments on sort of a 4-year cycle instead of a 2-year cycle.
We're speaking with Tom Jensen, Director of Public Policy Polling, and pollsters were calling for the most part North Carolina for Kay Hagan and some of those other races. Republicans ended up winning by a larger majority, or Democrats ended up winning by less of a majority than they were supposed to. And that was the case really across the country. So in your surveys, what were the reasons for that? Why were voters voting the way that they did?
Well, I think there's a couple of things to sort of explain why the polls ended up being off. One thing that's interesting, and I'll use North Carolina to illustrate it, is that among the voters who were undecided on our final North Carolina poll, only 10% approved of President Obama, 70% disapproved. And if you took our final poll and just added all the undecideds, if you decided the undecideds were going to break the way they felt about the president, so if they approved of Obama, they'd vote for Hagan. If they disapproved of Obama, they'd vote for Tillis. That would have taken Hagan from leading by 2 points in our final poll to Tillis leading by 1 point in our final poll. And we were seeing similar things to that across the board. The voters who were still undecided in the key Senate races didn't like Obama. They also didn't really like the Republicans, so that was why they were undecided, was because they didn't really like the Republicans either. But at the end of the day, they ended up voting against the president. So I think 3 or 4 points of the poll error across the board, you can sort of chalk up to that. And I think the rest of it is that we were just overestimating the extent to which Democrats were going to turn out. I think a lot of pollsters made adjustments to what they had done in 2012, because in 2012, the polls underestimated the Democrats, and we were all trying to avoid doing that again. And in the process, we ended up overestimating the Republicans. But I think what we have to be careful is not to then change things back for 2016, because then in a presidential election where Democrats do really turn out, you risk sort of ending up right back where you were 2 years ago. But I think the whole thing shows polling is just getting harder with response rates the way they are.